KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Joined by Jake Reed, who's the manager of the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. And as we've mentioned, the Elite Sportsbook and all of Riverside Casino and Golf Resort closed down right now due to the coronavirus. But you still can wager online if you've got an Elite Sportsbook account set up. And Jake, I guess the jumping off point for this week's segment is, has anything changed since last week when we talked? Obviously, there's just not a whole lot on the board right now.
Yeah, with the lack of sports to bet on, our risk team is still working to add as many things as they can to interest our guests. They've went extensively into NCAA future bets, just trying to get as many future bets on there as we can. And last I heard that there was a bunch of attempts to try to get e-gaming, which might come in the near future, if not sooner than later. Other than that, we got a promotion starting sometime this week. You bet on the NCAA championship and you get a free bet back.
So let's talk a little futures right now. I know the NFL, at least the last time that I looked, Super Bowl odds, AFC, NFC championship odds were still up there. What else is available for futures right now? Because obviously, as you mentioned last week, if you don't know the schedule and if you don't know how many games teams are going to be played, it's kind of hard to take action on something like MLB.
Yeah, really, anything MLB, we don't have futures for that in NBA because they don't have anything announced on how they plan on doing it. We do have the football seasons up because we, as far as everything's going so far, they should be playing by then. But we've put up, as far as pro football NFL, you got all the different NFC North, NFC South, all the different areas, total wins. And then you go to NCAA football, you got about the same thing, got different bowls and different futures on everything that you can think of when it comes to the end of the season as going into 2021.
How closely are you guys following it? I mean, it seems like every hour, every day, things are changing here. I imagine you guys are trying to keep up with the latest announcements from various pro leagues.
It's very hard because none of them really say exactly what's going to happen. There's a lot of speculation on what could happen, a lot of plans that they're thinking about going, but nothing concrete. So we can't really get anything in place to follow those until it's officially announced and what's going to happen. But I try to keep up with it every day to see when we're going to start. And the casino still, as of right now, is planning on opening the 7th. So heading for that date to be ready for open and make sure we're ready for all the guests to come in and when they're needed.
So in theory, if everything is on track and you guys open in a week, just a reminder, all you need to do in order to set up an account is visit you guys in Riverside, correct?
Yeah, you just come to a resort club, let them know you're there for a sportsbook account, and they'll give you a resort card, and then you sign up online at elitesportsbook.com with that card.
Now, is there any way to get on the email list? I know you've got a lot of promotions that are coming out. Some of them are weekly. Some of them last longer than that. Is there a way for folks to stay connected while you guys are closed down?
We do. When you sign up for your Elite Sportsbook account, they ask you an email and if you want alerts. And if you had pushed no on that, there is a way to change it in the settings. And if you need help with that, just go to the Contact Us tab and they can help you get that going. One thing, actually, I'll throw out while I'm on here with you is we've had a lot of questions about tickets wanting to be redeemed right now because we're closed, we can't redeem them. So we will be honoring those tickets after we reopen of any ticket that expired during the close down.
We did get a question a couple days ago. Are you guys still doing the deposit match right now for new signups?
Technically, yes, but with no on-site because Iowa law requires you to come on-site to get started, it really kind of nulls the promotion. So I think that they're talking about redoing it at a later date to try to get more people that are wanting to get signed up because it goes till May 31st, but if we're not open, you can't really sign up.
And as of right now, UFC 250 still looks like it's on, right? I know it's on the board at least.
Well, there's been some talk about the main event not going because Khabib can't get there or something. So we're constantly trying to monitor that and see who's going to even be fighting in UFC 250. As of right now, we have two confirmed fights and the main fight's not on there. But we will be if they have fights, we will have odds on it.
And that is May 9th. And you can check out what there is. As we mentioned, not a whole lot on the board right now. elitesportsbook.com. Jake, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, that was Jake Reed, who runs the Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. You heard Jake mention that they are hoping to be up and running in the next week or so, depending on how things play out here. But the expectation is that that may not happen. And as he did mention, if you did not visit Riverside to sign up for the resort club and get a membership going so that you could register your account online prior to the casino closing, the state of Iowa, the way that the law is written, you do have to physically be present, at least for your initial account setup on a property that offers sports gambling. So for right now, there are the haves and the have-nots, those that have set up an account and those that have not. And if you have not, you are patiently biding your time, waiting for sports to return. And if you're out there with an account, there are still some things that you can wager on and still some promotions that Elite is offering, including a free $5 wager if you place a bet on the NCAA College Football Championship. The outright winner, currently scheduled to be determined on January 11th of 2021. Now, we all know that that may change. If we discussed yesterday on the program that they're talking about maybe having to play regular season college football games in January of 2021. So everything, of course, is open to being postponed, canceled, moved. Right now, Clemson is no surprise here. Trevor Lawrence and the Tigers, 2-1. Tigers, Tiger King. Ohio State, 3-1. Alabama, 4-1. Georgia, 8-1. And then the odds start getting a little longer from there for Hawkeye fans who may be interested in where Iowa lies. Elite has them on the board as a 40-1 risk to win the national title in the upcoming season, and Iowa State on the board at 75-1 as well. So there are a handful of futures that you may wager on if you do have an account set up. One, the NCAA Football Championship, and quite a few NFL futures available as well, broken down by division. We mentioned on last week's program, I did the NFC North, the Packers and Vikings. Both are tied odds-wise at 7-5. The Bears, 4-1, and the Lions at 10-1. You can also place a future wager on the winner of this season's Super Bowl. The reigning champion Kansas City Chiefs are the odds-on favorite right now, 5-1. You also have some other teams at the top of the board, the Baltimore Ravens, the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers are 8-1. New Orleans Saints with Drew Brees returning, 9-1. The Green Bay Packers, 14-1. And the Bears, along with a handful of other franchises, including Tom Brady and his new Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bears and Tom Brady have the same odds to win the Super Bowl. You probably would not have expected to hear those words about a month ago, but that's the boat that Tom Brady finds himself in now that he's no longer a New England Patriot and is, in fact, a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. 15-1 right now if you have an account and want to lay odds, lay wager on who wins this year's Super Bowl. Now, as Jake mentioned, UFC 250 is still in the cards. That is set to be held next month, about 5 weeks from now, May 9th, in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And there are two fights confirmed for UFC 250. They do have the odds for both of those fights posted and available at elitesportsbook.com. As Jake mentioned, though, things may change. Today we learned that Wimbledon has been canceled for the first time since World War II. Canceled, not postponed. So this is obviously a situation that nobody saw coming, and the sports books continue to monitor when leagues will be up and running, when they will be releasing, we presume, revised schedules. And once those are out, I bet it won't take too long for them to have new futures and odds posted. You can keep up with everything available promotionally at elitesportsbook.com. And don't forget, when they do reopen the doors at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. All you need to do is show up, sign up for a resort club membership, and that's all you need to do to take your first step toward legally wagering on sports here in the state of Iowa.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at elitesportsbook.com.